Stand to!
Attention.
Hello and... just a moment,
good
let me,
morning.
Matthew Potter Crane.
Let me introduce you to Bat.
Mr. David Anker.
Hello
Bachelor.
And welcome to the Walks Drift pod site with myself, Andrew Glasgow, my two very good friends, Mr. Dave Anker.
Matthew Potter Crane.
Good morning.
And, yes, just wait till I've introduced you. And Matthew Potter Crane.
Now?
Yes.
Matthew Potter Crane.
Jolly good. And we are, in the Walks Drift podcast, we are currently carrying on a series of articles that we are doing about the life peculiar to a soldier of the early 19th century. As you may or may not know, each one of us is a member of the Walks Drift Reenactment Society. We reenact battles of the Wellington's Peninsular Army. And today we're giving you an angle which you don't normally see at a reenactment. Obviously you see a lot of fighting and battle recreation, but you don't necessarily see the sort of life that we live, which is always peculiar to that of an early 19th century soldier.
Increasingly peculiar.
Yes,
very.
This is very funny.
Yes. Very good.
Thank you. His joke was funny. So, this morning, what we're going to do is we're going to recreate life for the soldier when he could not get his supplies. As you understand, these sort of beef tack and biscuit tack and beer supplies wouldn't always get through, and a soldier would have to forage around the Spanish countryside. Although I'd like to point out that Wellington soldiers always paid for their products whenever they took stuff from the local peasants, as opposed to the French, who just used to nick the stuff, which is why they were...
Typical of the French.
Yes. Very much so.
And
why they were roundly
typical.
Hated.
My sister once met a Frenchman.
Did she really?
Yes, really? Yes. She was run over by him.
Oh, right. Mm. Was she all right?
Yes, she was quite well.
Oh, good, good. Moving on then.
Got a pig's head.
We have a pig's head, as Matthew has already announced, and he's going to bring that over for us now.
Right.
If you just set it down here, set it on the work surface. Well, we don't actually have a pig's head, do we? We have a portion of a pig, which are going to...
It's a good chunk of cheek and half an eye.
A good chunk of cheek and half an eye, and part of the body as well, which we are going to spit roast over a blazing fire, as Wellington's soldiers would have done. Obviously, I can see Dave Anker's is getting a little bit worried. We're not really going to start a fire, no. We're going to use your bed.
The last time I attempted a spit roast in our living room, my sister Wendy was really very angry.
Yes.
But, no, listeners, viewers, we're going to place the half a head into the
belly, which is
the hottest thing that we have to have.
Now, Wellington soldiers would only have 20 minutes or so to spit roast their pork or beef. It could have been beef. It doesn't have to be pork, or it can be chicken, although you probably wouldn't spit roast chicken, would you? Chicken you
spatchcock.
Could actually...
Spatchcock.
No, spatchcock, exactly.
There's one going here to... somewhere.
Yes, we don't actually need a chicken. We're fine with it.
I've got
him. I'm sorry, Matthew. Yes, please do put the pork into the oven.
Quite heavy.
And we will cook that for 20 minutes, which is about as long as the Wellington soldiers could have, because any moment they could be attacked by the French, so they had to ensure that they ate their food quite quickly.
Your head.
Indigestion amongst Wellington's Peninsular veterans was quite a major problem, actually. And, of course, there was no Rennie to take then at that time, so they would have to, I don't know, perhaps sit down and wait for the indigestion to go.
Andrew, in the spirit of authenticity, I have asked Wendy to, at some point during the cooking procedure, to come in and to surprise us with a weapon.
Oh, right.
And to see how well we deal with the situation.
Yes, to see how we react.
Yes.
Well, I can assure you that my reactions will be quite... Whoa, what's that? Oh, crikey, don't scrape up like that.
Sorry, David. Sorry. I was just trying to get my bacchanize.
Oh, did you... Oh, right. Did we put the spice? Did we add the
There's no... You don't put any seasoning in
because... Oh, no, they would have done.
Wouldn't have had seasoning.
Get it out of the oven quickly before it starts cooking at all.
Mr.
Because,
Anker's...
Mr. Anker's... yes, we have some seasoning, don't we? But it would have been authentic seasoning, not as you might expect, mixed spices, but actually local soil. Local soil would produce an interesting effect over the meat if it was spit roasted. It would create an effect rather not unlike honey. Interesting. Doesn't sound likely, but it is true, apparently.
Yes.
So we're going to put some soil.
Our colleague Seth Bowen has kindly provided us with
a Tupperware
container full of what he described as his own muck.
Tangy aroma, hasn't it?
Oh, my goodness me.
So we'll sprinkle some of that on.
Should it be warm?
I'm not entirely sure this is a wise course of action, gentlemen.
There we go. Now, you sprinkle that on, you patted it. Oh, that's a little bit hot here. Very good. Now, pop that back into the oven quickly, because we're supposed to be on a time limit, aren't we, of 20 minutes or so. Pop it into the oven. Jolly good. Now, we'll let that spit roast, or in our case, the oven equivalent of spit roasting, for a good 20 minutes, and then we'll give it a taste later on. Join us then. Right, so that does look scrumptious, doesn't it? Have you got a plate there?
Yep, there's
Matthew.
One. That's for Mr. Anker's. There we go.
Oh, good. And here,
it's quite soft, this meat,
yes,
isn't it? Very white as well.
Lovely.
I expected it to be browner than that, as I've said, but and this is a little piece for myself.
You may as well finish.
Jolly
it
good.
Off.
So yes, mm.
It won't keep.
Right. Well, bon appetit. Well, I suppose it's a little inappropriate, really,
may
isn't
I
it?
Have
because
the
French were our enemies.
Yes.
So, good appetite. Would it be appetite in English?
They'd be so hungry they wouldn't appetite. Stop. They'd just eat.
Yes, they would just eat. You're quite right. So if we.
Oh, that's quite.
It's an unusual taste, isn't it?
It's quite fatty.
It is very fatty. Mm. The initial impact of eating food like this.
Is that.
It's Andrew, all... are you? You're quite well, Andrew.
It's all yellow and red.
Oh, dear.
He's been sick.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
He's been sick.
Don't, just let it go, Andrew. It's all lino.
No, I think
so
it's fine.
It'll clean up really well. I mean,
I'm going to go.
No, Matthew, it's really important. Calm down, Matthew. We're not helping Andrew by panicking.
I think...
my glasses. I can't
I think,
see.
I think if
lockers.
We all stay calm, because I think that was probably...
My vision is impaired.
Probably the...
I cannot see. Listeners, we have something of a situation developing here. It would appear that my stomach is a little hardier than my two colleagues. That's it. Just let it all go. It will clean up. It will clean up marvellously. There's no reason to panic. Wendy, no. Not now, Wendy. There's really no...